Welcome to the Human-Centered Management Podcast, the place to be to recenter your management around the human side of business. Hello, today I want to answer a question. Why employees almost always have a negative reaction to change? That's what we see in many organizations. A manager decides, for some reason, that a change is needed. Because the manager has access to more information regarding the whole organization, he decides that something has to change. So I'm probably saying the same thing, just in a different way. But you may wonder, who am I? I am Anne-Cécile Graeber. I am a change agent. Basically, I help teams to build better projects together that are more efficient, more agile, more stable. Stable is a French word. So basically, you know, you can fly with your team and it works out. If you want to learn more about my services, you can visit my website, acgraeber.com. I usually offer online workshops. Thanks to Corona, we had to learn to do that, yes. And when I say we, I mean every person who is responsible for facilitating change, such as coach, such as trainer, such as workshop facilitator. And I am the three of them, so I had to change my life, which is funny because change management is my love. So I really appreciated having the knowledge of what's going to happen to me in those changing times. And so why do employees almost always have a negative reaction to change? That's the question. There are basically two main reasons. The first one is their desire to avoid cognitive dissonance. The second one is called the satisficing behavior. And I would add a third one, which is we're scared of what's new. So we see something new, we're scared. And I want to go a bit deeper into the explanation of what is cognitive dissonance and satisficing behaviors or behavior. We forgot the S, or we added the S, we should not. I'm starting to talk about myself in the third person. That's weird. Yeah, because there is Anne and Cecile and all other parts within me fighting to speak English correctly, you know. But joke apart. Why do we hate change? And the answer is your brain. It's your brain that makes you hate change. Your brain has two kind of speeds. I think I already mentioned that, but you know, I better repeat myself than not mention something that is vital to understand change management. There is this book, Thinking Fast and Slow, from Daniel Kahneman. And in these books, he explains that with his peers, they made many, many, many studies to see how people react to different situations. And he realized that there were two systems in our brain, the system one and the system two. And if I remember well, the system one is the fast one, you know, it's the highway, and the system two is the way, the... There is the highway, and I wanted to say the low way, but it doesn't exist. I'm just creating it. But those are the, you know, the things, the roads that do not even exist yet. And if you have a car for the city and not a pickup or a cat, that's the French word, then you may never find your way through the wilderness. And basically, our brain spends less energy when we are on automatismus, so automatism, when we do things because we're used to them. We are habits people. We love habits. That's what we do. We get used to something and we do it over and over again. And until it doesn't help us, we may start to wonder why. And so there is this idea that when we are faced, and I'm coming to the point of what is cognitive dissonance.
We have those two systems, the fast one, the slow one. The fast one just wants to drive, automatic driving, autonomous driving, doesn't want to think about anything, it just does what it's used to. The slow one is more the one that takes time to reflect, analyze, and understand what's happening, but we tend to not use it, like, or less, as less as possible, because it requires a lot of energy. And when we face a situation that is new, we have a tendency to push away the new thing. And that would explain why when someone is new in a town, someone is new in a country, someone is different from your group, we have a tendency to push away the person, to not let the person inside of our group, because we see them as different. And it's basically, there is like a dissonance. So dissonance is when I start to think very bad and you can't listen to me anymore because it's awful for your ears. And it's basically you seeing something that doesn't make sense. And you're like, but I thought every human being were like this, and what? He's not like that. And the fact that you're facing a reality that is different from what you believe reality to be, so basically it's your perception of reality facing reality, and they do not match. That's what we call a cognitive dissonance. And when we face change, many times we face cognitive dissonance. We believe the world is a certain way, we face the world it isn't. And when we see that, we freak out. And our reaction is what we call the satisficing behavior. The satisficing behavior is, I will be satisfied with anything, like with the minimum, the barely minimum. Please don't ask me to switch on my system too. And the satisficing behavior is basically, instead of you focus on the thing you know, you're not looking for information that could help you see the world differently. And so what is interesting to know when we think about the question why employees almost always have a negative reaction to change, we need to understand that everyone, not only your employees, you too, are facing cognitive dissonance when they are faced with a change. They see something that does not fit or does not match with what they believe to be true. And it's not even conscious. Like, many of the things, they happen in the subconscious or not. We just feel that something is wrong, but we won't be able to say, I think I'm going through a cognitive dissonance right now. Unless you're trained to recognize that. But most of us, before we know the existence of cognitive dissonance, we don't even know we have it. Like, it's not an illness, it's just a way our brain is built. And so we have this cognitive dissonance that is basically us being afraid of something new because we just don't know it. And our reaction to that is the satisficing behavior. We are satisfied with what is. We are not going to analyze the full situation. We are like, well, I've used to do that this way. I am going to keep doing it this way. When you are offered options, you will not even look for many other options. You will take the one you're used to. And so it's this idea that instead of trying to look at all the alternatives that are in the world, you just focus on what you know. And you are not looking for the most optimal solution. You are going with the satisfying solution. That's why we say satisficing behavior, because you are just satisfied with what is. You're not trying to look for something more, which is a bit sad, because when you are in a change, you have at that time the opportunity to open up to new stuff and to discover another way of doing things and maybe getting more effective at what you do, more efficient. And so the question of this podcast was, why employees almost always have a negative reaction to change? And the answer is because their brain is built this way. Because our brain has those two systems. The system one that is fast, the system two that is slow. a system. One is stronger because he's like, up, I'm going now. Boop, it switches on as fast as you can think. You need more energy for the system two to come into play. And you may wonder, okay, now that I know why employees almost always have a negative reaction to change, what do I do about it? We are going to talk about that in a future episode. But I answered the question, and I hope you have now a better understanding of why we as human beings are so weird when it comes to change. Why we react as individuals in sometimes very different ways. Why some people will just focus on one thing and they will not even try to open up to other possibilities. And why others may know, okay, I am facing a change. And I know I have a tendency for a cognitive dissonance. What do I do about it? And so next time you have an employee who seems to resist to change, who seems to be really only looking at one thing, one direction, not opening up to other opportunities, remember, they're not doing it just to upset you. They are doing it because they just don't know what to do. You know, it's not that they don't know what to do. They don't know that there are other options. And so I see your role as a manager, as a leader, your role is to help them in this moment of stress to realize that there are other possibilities. And it's not by patronizing them, really not. This is why I think human-centered management is so important, because you need to understand those people in general, humans, so that you can really be the leader. And who is the leader? It is the person who goes first, takes the risks, and shows others that it is possible. And so we will be back with another podcast in 2 weeks. I wish you a very good time and hope to hear from you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast to show your support. Visit acgraber.com to learn about my services. See you next time.